Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. There are a couple which are really rather long, but we think make interesting reading.
First of all, the plans for a revamped Anglia Square are in the news again, with various interested parties showcasing their ideas. Richard Vincent of Norwich has this to say. While I'm sure the members of the Cathedral, Magdalene and St. Augustine's Forum have made excellent suggestions regarding the Anglia Square redevelopment, including a healthcare and childcare facility, we must be very careful. The suggestion of an open-air market is very much open to debate. I use Anglia Square on a regular basis, and sometimes it struggles to bring people out, to bring people in. Our own city market struggles to survive. Would a new open-air market take business away from the city centre? It probably would. Or worse, would it fail and become another empty space? Whatever we do, why can't the north of the city have something vibrant and exciting for once? We're not a social experiment, this side of the city. Yes, be socially aware, but some of us residents want some excitement and brightness in our lives. We do not preach to the south with their bistros and high-rise luxury apartment blocks. For too long, we have been the rough side of the city. Even our shops, like Tesco and the Co-op, sell different products to their counterparts in the south. Yes, it is a discussion point, but let's be careful. We don't just create another depressing development. Richard Vincent, Aylsham Road, Norwich.
Isn't it time we stopped feeling sorry for farmers, says James Marston. I'm not quite sure if that article was designed to provoke a reaction or if these comments really are his thoughts. How are farmers supposed to manage volatility when we have no control over the weather, the price of inputs or the price they receive for their crops when sold? Farmers have to finance crops for up to 18 months from planting to selling, and then we are told the price by the maltsters, millers, etc. Most industries work on a cost-plus basis. Subsidies were introduced in order to provide cheap food for the people. Now, most subsidies are aimed at environmental schemes. If subsidies are to be paid, they should be aimed at food production. With the restrictions and advanced technology involved in pesticides, insects and non-target species are not at risk from modern-day farming. Nature is more than capable of looking after itself. I think James is confusing farmers who work extremely hard for little reward, often working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the wealthy landowners and land agents getting rich on environmental schemes. The government doesn't seem to be able to separate one from the other. The price of land is not relevant until sold, and then the government take a large portion in tax. The return on the capital invested is so low that no other industry would survive. Perhaps James should buy some land at £10,000 an acre and try to make enough to pay the interest on the money borrowed, let alone any repayments on the capital. Farming is a way of life, a vocation. True farmers are not businessmen or they wouldn't do it. They are the endangered species and need protecting. That's P.J. Edwards, Berlaine, Mattishall.
Lastly, as light relief, we hear the tale of a lucky hedgehog from Richard Walker of Dereham. Last Saturday, I decided to cut the grass in the morning as the weather was suitable. I went about my task and emptied all the cuttings into the brown bin, plus some lavender cuttings as well, so the bin was now three quarters full. Later in the day, tea time, and for no particular reason, I lifted the lid of the bin, and to my amazement, I saw a bewildered hedgehog, not quite an adult, emerging from the uppermost grass cuttings. I immediately recovered him from this awful situation. After recovering from this surprising event, I wondered how on earth did he get there. I placed him on the back lawn and cleaned him up, and he soon recovered and was on the move. I called my wife to see him. Thinking he might be hungry, we offered some cat food, which he accepted, as well as a drink of water. Then he went on his way. Good job I checked the bin, as it was destined to be emptied in just over the day. They say that cats have 9 lives. I wonder how many do hedgehogs have? That's Richard Walker, Tipton Close, Dereham.